Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klach of Zion, and we're looking at Simen Yud Beis. Tovah lehispalu mincha be'erbash chedesh. So erbash chedesh, a person missed mincha, and now he's davening the night of Rosh Chodesh. He's davening Shemoneh Esrei. So does he mention Yalav Yavu? So mispalu arbis beis, he'll daven marav twice. Umazker b'shneim Yalav Yavu. So the first one is for Marav, he says Yalav Yavu. The second one is really for the mincha beforehand, where there's no chiyav Yalav Yavu for the mincha beforehand. But since you're davening the Shemoneh Esrei of Marav, and Marav has a chiyav of Yalav Yavu, so that applies to the Teshnum and Tefillah as well. Like we said before in Simen Yud, in the case of a person for Mitz Mincha and Erev Shabbos, he davens Marav of Shabbos twice. Now, v'imamr b'achas mehen yalav yavoy, v'lo amr b'shniya, if he said yalav yavoy in one and not the other, dino shabbat k'may b'havdola b'simen akadim l'zeh, negam yalav yavoy b'rash kardesh b'laylo ein sorak l'achsar. So now, we know the law is that yalav yavoy is not ma'akev by Mariv of Rosh Chodesh. By Shachris and Mincha, Yalav Yavoy is Ma'akev. And Chol HaMoed, by Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv, Yalav Yavoy is Ma'akev. But by Rosh Chodesh, since the Ein Mekachim B'Layla, so the night of Rosh Chodesh was never really Rosh Chodesh. It was Man that they were Mekadosh Al Piriyah. They only had one day at Rosh Chodesh. They didn't have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. The day that the Edom would come would be Rosh Chodesh. It always would happen by day and not by night. So the night before, whenever it was Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, even though we're knowing Rosh Chodesh, that a person should go back, if you forgot Yalav Yavoy, when it wasn't really historically ever Rosh Chodesh, so you don't go back. Now, the person missed Yalav Yavoy. So now, if he missed Yalav Yavoy in both of them, so it's not Ma'akib and Marav, and he's here to both of them. He said Yalav Yavoy on both of them, he's also. He said Yalav Yavoy on the first and not on the second, so he's Yotze. He said Yalav Yavoy on the first one, which is not Ma'akib, but he said it. And the second one, which is for Tashlum and for Mincha, we have two arguments that he's going to be okay. A, if it's Tashlum and for Mincha, which there's no Chiyav Yalav Yavoy, and anyway, Marav is not Ma'akev Yalav Yavoy. But what about in a scenario where he said Yalav Yavoy on the second and not the first? Now that looks suspicious, because he's saying in the second one, which is might look like that's the Marav, and the first one, which he did not say Yalav Yavoy, looks like he's trying to make that in place of the Mincha. So he said before, if he actually thought that, he thought, you know what, I'll daven the first one for Mincha, the second one for Marav, and then he actually expressed it by not saying Yalav Yavoy in the Mincha, that's a problem. But if he didn't mean that, he actually meant the first for Marav, and the second one for Tashlum and for Mincha, which is the right thing, he just happened to forget Yalav Yavoy, so there, he said before that that's not a problem. Fine. Now the Chayyim continues in Simen Yud Gimel. Tovah lehispalu arbis b'Rosh Chodesh, mispalu shachris beis. So if you forgot by Marav, you daven shachris twice. Mazker b'shneim b'Rosh Chodesh, and now you say Rosh Chodesh in both of them, because you're davening the Shemoneh Esrei of shachris twice, once for shachris and once for the Marav before. In shachris, you have to say Yalav Yavoy. Now, what about if in the tefillah of Tashlum you forgot Yalav Yavoy? V'imloy hizker b'shneia shila Tashlum and arbis. Ein tzarach lachzer, kimen afilu im hoya mispalo ba'arvis b'shachach ein tzarach lachzer, im kein lo yeh chomer hatashlumen me'ilo hispalo b'zman. So the Chayyim says the Chiddush over here. The first one is for Shachris, and he said Yalav Yavoy, and if he didn't say Yalav Yavoy, he has to go back. The second one is the Tashlumen for Marav. So even though you're davening Shachris as the Tashlumen for Marav, and Shachris requires Yalav Yavoy, since you're davening it as Tashlumen for Marav, the Tashlumen is not more chomer than the tefillah that you're going to be that you're davening it for. So since the Marav Yalav Yom is not Mahakev, but we cannot make the Tashlumin for Maariv more chomer than the actual Maariv, and therefore if a person forgot Yalav Yom in the second Tefillah, B'diavad he's going to be Yotzei, just like had it been Maariv. And that's the first case that the Chayyarim discusses. Now he's going to discuss the opposite case in a second. We will leave that for the next year. Have a good day.